Making a New Friend by Angie Bergstrom Miller, based on a true story. A friend loveth at all times. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 17. Mom brushed my hair gently and tied a ribbon in it before she caught my gaze in the mirror. "You look awfully grumpy this morning," she said cheerily to my reflection. "That's because I am grumpy," I replied, scrunching up my face so that my lower lip stuck out in a frown. Mom turned me around and knelt in front of me, looking me in the eye. "You'll make friends in this new ward. Don't worry." "But, Mom, I liked our old ward. I liked my old friends. Why did we have to move, anyway?" I felt tears sting my eyes. "Because of Daddy's job," a voice piped up helpfully. My younger sister, Allison, peeked into the bathroom from the hallway. She smiled her biggest smile, a smile so big that it showed the gaps where her two front teeth were missing and made her eyes disappear into little half-moons. I scowled at her. "That's right," Mom said to her. Allison beamed. "But I don't have any friends here," I said to Mom, ignoring my sister. "You've still got me," Allison grinned at me from the doorway. "Great," I rolled my eyes. Allison frowned for a few seconds and then said, "We're best friends." She ran off laughing before I could shout back at her that we were not best friends. Later that day, I looked glumly at all the people in sacrament meeting. I didn't know one person in this new ward. My family had only been here for a few days. "Please, Heavenly Father," I silently prayed, "help me make one new friend today." I was nervous when sacrament meeting ended, and my parents took Allison and me to our primary classes. During class, I sat alone and didn't say anything. When my class walked down the hall to the primary room for sharing time, I clutched my scriptures tightly. I still felt nervous. I stopped at the drinking fountain to get a drink of water, then went into the primary room. It was bright and cheery and full of children. As the pianist played a song I had learned in my old ward, I felt a little better. But as I looked around, I realized that I couldn't find the other children in my class. I didn't know where they had gone, and I didn't have anyone to sit by. I glanced around the room again, biting my lower lip nervously. Then, from the corner of the room, a little girl started grinning and waving her hands at me. She pointed to a seat next to her. I smiled back at her as I walked to the empty seat. She smiled her biggest smile, a smile so big that it showed the gaps where her two front teeth were missing and made her eyes disappear into little half-moons. That little girl rescued me. She was the friend Heavenly Father had sent for me. I decided that sisters were best friends. Note: Angie Bergstrom Miller is a member of the Nampa 24th Ward, Nampa, Idaho, East Stake. End of note. End of the story, Making a New Friend, by Angie Bergstrom Miller.